Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
They're not going to throw him out there because they're trying to justify the draft pick. That's not how they roll. That's how Dave Wannstedt rolls. Okay? That's how some other coaches, you know, the Parcells era, Jeff Ireland did that a lot here too. That's not how they roll here. Here you trade for Breida and they say, well, no, Miles Gaskin's outplaying him. He's playing. That's how they roll here. You don't get it. You know, Preston Williams came out of nowhere, became one of the top players on the team last year before the knee injury. And there were other guys out there that they were paying money and all, and Preston Williams got ahead of all those cats. Mike Gesicki's kicking ass, but they like the Shaheen kid that they traded for, and they drafted Durham Smythe, and they get those guys involved. These guys don't give a rat's ass, dude. They don't care. So if they play Robert Hunt, it's because they think he's ready. If they play Austin Jackson, it's because they think he's ready. If they play Solomon Kinley, it's because they think he's ready. That's it. And so Tua must be ready in every way, shape, and form right now at this point. That's why they're doing this. And remember, Buffalo lost last night. They're 4-2. Miami's 3-3. Miami could have won that Buffalo game. They made a couple mistakes in that game, and it was a close game. So maybe Flores is sitting around going, why can't we win the division? Why can't we challenge for a playoff spot? I'm looking at the landscape. My guys are playing well right now. You know, maybe that's what he's thinking. And again, I love it. You know, we have a luxury this season as Dolphin fans that we haven't had in forever. Because for many years, I'm fighting with some of you out there, not all of you, because some of you know my philosophy on drafting. Because a lot of you, oh no, we got to have a high pick. Well, Ronnie Brown didn't turn out to be great. It's a high pick, right? Right? The defensive end that that Jeff Ireland traded up for from Oregon. Now I'm forgetting his name. He's been in Seattle now. You guys help me out there. What's his name?
Deion
Jordan. That didn't work out. Top pick, right? I mean, plenty of top picks.
Back in the day,
Ted Ginn at least turned out to be a good player.
It took him five or six years.
But never justify the ninth pick overall. He was never going to do that. But Sammy Smith, we can go on and on. You can have all kinds of high picks. It doesn't – I've always said it's not where you pick, it's who you pick. So that's why you end up with Xavier Howard in the second round. That's why you end up with Preston Williams – you know, in street free agency. You understand what I'm saying? That's if you know how to draft, you'll find talent all throughout the draft. So I fight with a lot of you over the years that, oh no, we got to lose the game so we can get a higher draft pick. Well, this is the one year in Dolphin history that we get to root for the team to win. I mean, I do that anyway, but for those of you out there that are sick about, you know, you got to lose to get the higher pick or whatever, all that BS. I would always fight with you guys about that. I say, listen, if you know how to draft, you're going to find players all throughout the draft. Right? Solomon Kinley's a fourth rounder, correct? And the dude's one of the best young offensive linemen in the draft. He is mauling fools. If you know how to draft, you'll find players all throughout the draft. This is the one year where we don't have to worry about the Dolphin draft pick and we can root for them to win because the Houston Texans are doing all the losing for us and they have our first and second round picks that we're really, like, cheering on. Isn't it awesome? We get the best of both worlds, as Van Halen would say. Van Hagar would say. Okay? I mean, that's actually pretty cool that we have both right now. It's awesome. Big O on ESPN Radio this morning, they brought up teams like the Cowboys possibly trading for Fitzpatrick.
Well, interesting. Bill brought that up a couple of days ago. I don't think that will happen, but I will say that somebody did write a story and say, why won't the Cowboys trade for Fitzpatrick? First of all, you're not really going to get a high pick for Fitzpatrick. I don't believe it'll be anywhere in the first three rounds. I don't even know if you'll get a fourth rounder for him. Maybe 5 through 7. That could be a possibility. But if you're the Dolphins, you have no insurance policy for Tua. And then you also trade away his mentor. Now, you do make this move and try to move him if he was disgruntled and if he was disruptive. But he is not going to be disruptive. And yes, he's disgruntled, but it's more of a I understand type of frustration type of thing. It's not really that he is, you know, vindictive. You know what
I'm
saying?
It's more disappointment.
Yeah,
that's all. Disappointment, that's all it is.
And any competitor that wants to
play. There's no vindictive, nah, I'm going to get him, you know, none of that.
None of that. So I think it's really important that you keep Fitz for the rest of the year so Tua has somebody that he can lean on, he can ask questions, somebody you can trust, somebody that will help him. If you trade Fitz away, I think it puts Tua at a disadvantage. I think you're not doing your team a service. You're doing it a disservice in the process. And if you trade him for a sixth rounder, let's say, really, dude, is it really worth that sixth rounder not to have the second quarterback around? And what if you're, let's just have some fun here. What if you're 7-5 after 12 games and Tua gets injured? You got a shot at the playoffs at 7-5, and now you have no quarterback because you traded Fitz. But if you keep Fitz, he can help you sneak into the playoffs at least.
I'm sitting over here, and thinking even a third rounder. I would have to say no.
I know, but that third rounder is pretty high.
Well, remember, that's – yeah, but the
– Remember the Cowboys suck.
Okay. You know what? You got to factor in that with, like, the Houston thing, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get a really high – the thing is, I'm looking at it because of the playoff possibility, our safety net, the kids' continued growth. Yeah. Everything says, man, if it's not a 1 or a 2 – a 3, it's tempting, but still, there's too much on the table for this year one third rounder. You know what I mean?
You're taking Strock away from Marino.
Bro, you know, you remember what that difference was? What was it, like $50,000 to $75,000 why he went to Cleveland?
Yeah.
That was so asinine at the time. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, man, if it's a 1 or a 2, but if even a 3, I can't do it.
Yeah, at this point,
Fitz is more valuable to us than the third rounder is.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get that anyway. But yeah,
right.
Dan's,
you know what I'm hoping? I'm hoping that O'Brien gets another job because we've already established a relationship. And we get to make more trades with him. That's what I wanted to say while you and Herbie were talking.
That would be nice.
I hope he gets another job.
Dan says, I am glad that Fitz was upset, shows his character as a competitor. If Tua gets hurt, the team will continue to play hard for him as a QB. Amen.